You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 63. And today we're talking about the costs of multitasking. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. Melanie Benson, your host here, and welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. I am excited for so many things that are happening right now, and what is so cool is I get to see huge breakthroughs, great connections, people building their platforms and really boosting their influence in the Amplify Your Success community. Right now, the community is free at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. It won't stay free forever. So come on over, join us. And as you come in, I want to hear from you. What part of your business are you ready to amplify? Now, let's get into today's episode. Many years ago, I had a client who was struggling to grow her business. She ended up having a lot of great ideas and all kinds of things that we would map out, and somehow her day evaporated before she could get control of it. As I started to dig in, I started to understand where the overwhelm and the stress was coming from. It would go something like this. She'd get up in the morning, she'd have her to-do list, she'd start with one task like writing an email and get interrupted with a phone call. She'd pick up the phone call, get pulled into some long conversation trying to figure out how to tackle the fire drill or whatever else was going on. And 2 hours later, she'd forgotten completely about the email or whatever task she was doing and just jumped right into the next hot priority. The task, which was really going to move her forward, would never get handled. She'd feel the end of the day would just have more priorities, more tasks, more things to get done, but nothing was moving forward. She was really in this bad syndrome of multitasking. Instead of allowing herself to focus, she would allow the interruptions to conquer her and take her off her priorities. We're human beings and we don't multitask well. So today I want to talk about the real costs of something that many of us think is a great idea, and I'm guilty of that. I certainly did. And what 3 simple things you can do differently to get more productivity and get your brain to produce massive results. Now let's talk a little bit about what multitasking is. Multitasking is the idea of doing more than one thing at a time. And in the 1950s, this really got popularized because computers started to be able to demonstrate how powerful multitasking was. It could handle thousands and now millions, if not billions, of activities simultaneously. So as human beings, our brains are designed to pretty much focus on one thing at a time. Now notice I said focus. Okay, we can do more than one thing at a time. We can chew gum and walk, right? Or we can talk on the phone and do the dishes. Hopefully not talk on the phone and drive unless you've got a hands-free, and even that's debatable. We're not designed to multitask. When we put too many things into our brain at the same time, something loses or all of it loses. It slows us down, and whatever that multiple attention is going towards ends up being done poorly, if at all. So let's say you've blocked out some time and you're trying to wrap your head around something really complicated like a marketing campaign. And you get yourself in the groove, ideas are starting to spark, you're getting a whole bunch of stuff banged out, and then you get interrupted. Say your assistant urgently messages you that you've got to address some customer service issue. You focus on that and you get into that groove. And you've lost the groove that you were originally in. And that's what happens. The minute your brain goes to something else, it gets into that groove. And so you've lost the momentum, and then you've got to get your head back in the groove it was. And that's why interruptions and what they call switch tasking is so dangerous to your productivity. Another example is you have a lot of priorities on your plate, and all of them are feeling equally important. So you start to tackle part of the project, you maybe start to move something forward, And then you get distracted or you get bored with that and you jump to the next thing and you start to work on the next activity. And then you get bored with that and you jump to the next thing. All of that moving around means you're getting a lot of little tiny incremental steps done, but nothing is moving to completion. That's one of the big costs of multitasking. And it shows up a lot for highly creative people who either they like the stimulation of having a lot of competing tasks, or you have had weak boundaries and you don't really understand the cost of getting derailed. Or like me, early on in my corporate career, I thought multitasking was awesome because I got trained how to be a great project manager. And when you had slack time, the idea was you go focus on something else. The idea, though, starts to break down when you realize that that project management system of filling slack time with something else is actually meant to be done by someone else, not the same person. So ultimately, multitasking really erodes your concentration, your productivity, and your stress levels. There's neuroscience research that tells us that the brain doesn't really do tasks simultaneously the way we think it might work. So we're not really doing things at the same time. We're actually switching from one task to the other, especially if it requires any kind of concentration. So if we are writing and we switch to listening to someone asking us a question, we literally have to stop one thing to start something else. And that start, stop, start is where the cost comes in. Rather than saving us time, it's costing us time, even if it's microseconds, because we've become less efficient. We're making more mistakes because our attention has been convoluted and we're no longer really focused and in the groove of whatever that task was. That's why Facebook posts go up with little mistakes. I had to laugh. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and she was saying she realized she was multitasking way too much and had way too many things on her plate when she was watching TV and realized several hours later that her Facebook post was actually a line from the TV show. And that's what happens. We make silly mistakes when we're multitasking and we're trying to do too much at once. So the cost of this was studied in the International Journal of Information Management in 2003. And they studied the cost of switching from one task to the next back and forth. And they found that in the example of the email, a typical person checks their email every 5 minutes, whether that's on your phone or your computer, and found that it takes 64 seconds to resume whatever task you were doing before. So that's getting your head back around it, you know, getting back into the flow, maybe, you know, remembering where you were in the first place, right? And that is a loss of productivity, even if it is just seconds. In other words, because of email alone, we typically waste 1 out of every 6 minutes trying to get back up to speed. Now, when you think about it like that, it starts to really make a lot more sense, right? A friend of mine named Dave Crenshaw wrote a fantastic book several years ago called The Myth of Multitasking. And I highly recommend it if you see yourself as a diehard multitasker, because it'll take a lot of these concepts we're talking about and kind of drill down into them so you can really see what it's costing you to try and get too many things done at once. But I want to cover 5 of the big ones here just to start creating some new ways of thinking about that switch tasking process. And the first one is every time you switch your task and you switch gears from one project to the next, you are losing productivity and momentum. The studies on multitasking show that there is a 40% cost in productivity lost when you switch from one task to another and then back again, especially if you're doing it all day long and every day. Okay, so that cost in productivity is why at the end of the day, you've got a really long list of things to do and you don't feel like you're making progress. You either have too many things on your plate or you're not giving yourself enough time and attention to move things to completion because you're jumping back and forth. Early on in my coach training, one of the coach mentors that I learned from talked a lot about what happens when you get yourself in momentum. And when you allow yourself big chunks of time to really finish something, you are something like 220% more productive because your mind stays in the flow rather than jumping in and out of different tasks and activities. So number one, you lose productivity and momentum up to about 40%. Number two, losing your flow causes significant overwhelm and unnecessary stress. And I don't know that people really think about how that flow loss actually creates the overwhelm. And let's go back to this concept of switch tasking and how your brain is actually created to focus on one thing at a time. What happens is you start to jump between the lobes, and every time you add something else that you need to figure out, every time a new priority creeps in, the stress level goes up because the brain doesn't function well with all of those extra competing priorities. And so at a certain point, you hit the level that, you know, causes immense overwhelm and it crashes the program. And you basically need to go take a break, go have a walk, or, you know, you start to get too stressed out and your brain spins. So what ultimately happens when you keep adding things in and you keep jumping around is you are creating stress and overwhelm. I always know when I've got too much on my plate because my brain starts to spin a little bit and I literally have to take a step back and walk away and come back and reprioritize and then just go back to focusing on one thing at a time. The next one, number three, is there's a significant increase in your errors. So I noticed that early on in my working with assistants and having this little message box popping up in my computer on and off all day, that I would actually be working on a project and my assistant would ask me a question and I would quickly try to answer it and then get back to my project. And then later she would update me on the on whatever was her question was. And I'm like, why would you do that? She's like, that's what you said to do. I'm like, I would never say to do that. What was happening was I wasn't 100% focused on her question. I was misunderstanding her question and I was not giving her the right answer. And this is how really significant errors happen. By the way, I see this all the time with my clients who I'm working with on really enhancing their leadership. I find quickly that there's communication breakdown because they're not stopping to fully wrap their head around the question and they're just giving a kind of a trigger reactionary response without thinking it through. We can also say the same for the quality of a product. If you're multitasking and jumping between a whole bunch of things, you're probably not doing a good quality control and it's getting out and next thing you know, you've produced something bad. I see it all the time with emails, social media posts, whatever, right? There's not enough quality control because you're leaping from one thing to the next. So that's number three. There's an increase in errors. Number four is there's actually an effect on your memory. And I see this a lot. I was working with a woman who runs four businesses and she was adding new projects all the time because of course she's like, yeah, I can do it. I'm a high achiever. I'm really good. And what was happening was she was actually making commitments and forgetting about them. She was saying she would do one thing and then do another. She, you know, kind of similar to what I was saying in number three, she would give one answer, but then later say, that's not what I said to do. Your memory deteriorates when your brain functionality is being compromised by multitasking and having too many competing priorities. So the cost to your memory means, of course, other things get compromised as well. And that leads us to number five, which is relationship stress. So when you are a consummate multitasker, your relationships will take a toll. It could be the relationship with your team. It can be the relationship with a significant other. It could be a relationship with your children. I've noticed a significant deterioration in the ability to retain, this is where memory comes in, with children who are on their devices all the time. They're on their devices doing whatever they're doing. The parents are talking and it's going in one ear and out the other. And then they're wondering why the kids don't remember the instruction they gave them. You cannot multitask and retain instruction. You cannot retain a request. You don't actually hear the question, because what you're doing is you're appeasing the other person instead of actually fully giving them your attention. And, you know, again, I learned a lesson around this many years ago when a family member would ask me something and I was multitasking and I'm trying to just appease them real fast. I'd give an answer. I'd completely forget what I said. And it really created a lot of stress. My family didn't know if they could count on me to give them what was a real answer versus, you know, something I wouldn't remember later. So the drama of those relationship breakdowns can be avoided by recognizing that you need to say boundaries. I'll talk about this in a minute. I have little processes of how I handle this with family and friends when they're multitasking and or I'm multitasking and there's an interruption. So there is a way to handle this so it minimizes the impact on your relationships. So what do you do if you are a multitasker to kind of flip that switch and allow yourself the power of getting focused? Well, first of all, the primary thing I tell everybody is you've got to simplify to multiply. You've got to simplify your priorities and really pare down and give yourself the gift of saying, look, this is the single most important thing I get out. I know you're going to feel like you have 10, 20, maybe even 100 priorities right now. Trust me, if you are trying to move a lot of trains forward, which is what a priority is, you're like a train conductor. And if it's especially if it's just you, you've got to get off one train to move the next train forward. And it will take forever. If you want to accelerate results, you want to get big things happening, you've got to be willing to, you know, put yourself in one train and move that forward. I was giving a presentation at an entrepreneurial conference about 12 years ago, and it was the first time this metaphor occurred to me. And somebody had asked a question. It's like, what do I do if I've got like five things that need to be done right now? And I said, pick one, because otherwise you're like a crazy person running back and forth between all the different priorities you've got to move forward. And nothing will get done. It will be incremental movement instead of massive movement. So simplify your priorities. If you don't know how to do it, I want you to book a strategy session with me today. Let's get you simplified. Let's figure out what your real priorities are. I guarantee you they are in there, and you just need to maybe have a new perspective on what you think are your priorities to help you map them out. Now, secondly, is you've got to really create a system to help you focus. One of the things I do with my clients is when they come onto one of my programs, I send them these nice little post-it things that have this special little formula for figuring out what their top three high payoff activities are. And then they focus on them every day. Okay, so it might be you need a project management system. It might be you need a way to keep your priorities in front of you every day. And you have to figure out what that is for you. Or again, you know, maybe you're in a coaching program or a mastermind where you can learn from some other people, but figure out what is your high priority focus and then focus on it. Put that first and follow that to completion. Resist the temptation to jump between a lot of things. And that means you've got to give yourself some time in your day to focus. And that brings me to my third tip. Is create boundaries around your focus time. I had a client who ran a very busy mortgage company, and he was struggling with getting things completed. So we came up with this little system that between there were 2 hours in every day that he put a little sign on his door to his office that said, "I'm in my power focus time. Come back after this time." And he trained his team to say, unless the house is burning down or the, you know, a client is losing their mortgage, you don't interrupt me. And what that did was that gave him big chunks of time to finish big projects. You have to set the boundaries, and then you have to educate people when those focus times are and stick to them. Now, I mentioned earlier, I have a little thing I do with my family. You know, my husband and I have kind of bumped into this quite a bit because when he has an idea, he thinks he needs to talk about it. And I love that he wants to share all his ideas with me, but oftentimes he's doing it when I'm focused on something that I can't be distracted from. So we've now worked it out where when he knows I'm on my phone, he says, "Let me know when you're done. I've got a question for you." Instead of just jumping in and dumping the question on me, which gets frustrating, and that's when I started making mistakes. So what boundary do you need to set so that you're creating a safe container, a safe space to start and finish projects? Can you create a time chunk every day or at least once a week where you're uninterrupted and you can really move something to completion? Do you need to educate people who are constant interrupters how to be with you during that time so that you do not lose your focus? Do you need to turn off your email and turn off your social media, turn off your phone so you don't get interrupted? You need to create the focus time and then set a boundary around it. So it's important at this stage to recognize little habits that you can improve that will really increase your productivity and your ability to move ideas to completion. You are your greatest resource. You are your greatest ability. Your ability to get things done is the greatest way you have to take your ideas to increase your income and to be able to make a greater impact. These are the little, we might even call them productivity hacks, that are necessary to produce better results. And one more thing to think about. When you demonstrate good productivity and you model that for your clients and for your team, then they will learn to model those same behaviors. Okay? It's really hard to ask for productivity out of the people around you if you're not demonstrating it first. So as we leave this today, I want you to really think about, are you committed to really like fine-tuning this, letting go of the multitasking that's costing you so much and actually improving your focus, improving your productivity? Okay. So when you are really all in with this and you're committed to producing better results, it's easier not to be distracted by all that noise around you. And you'll create a new habit that actually will become very magnetic and powerful for those around you. Now, in all of this, remember, you do need to keep time for play. Okay, so it's not about squeaking out every tiny second of your day for productivity. Some of this needs to be recharge time. Okay, so always let yourself have space to just let yourself be in the moment and do what feels good. But when you're in that work time, when you're in that productivity time, make the best of it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on today. Come on over to the Amplify Your Success community, amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Let me know your thoughts, or you can head over to the show page where we'll be sharing all the resources that I've mentioned today at melaniebenson.com/blog. Okay, we'll see you again next week for another episode of Amplify Your Success podcast. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love that on the show page. There are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.